بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here, alhamdulillah, concerning the fikr of the ijtima. Really, my dear brothers, this is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using us for the fikr of deen, using us for the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how this Mubarak deen can come in our lives, the lives of our families, and the lives of the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every week, this type of fikr, this type of mashura, this type of input, my dear brothers, we are taking from the brothers. And really, my dear brothers, one person, that person might be, my dear brothers, just a new brother, but the type of suggestions and the fikr and worry that is in his heart, sometimes we don't get those type of suggestions from other people as well. So alhamdulillah, this fikr itself, my dear brothers, kept gathering together. Last week, alhamdulillah, many programs took place. Many, mashallah, my dear brothers, our elders say, in this effort, there's two things. One is ishtimaiyat, that is collectiveness. That is how we can get together and join our hearts, join our worry, join our fikr, join our du'as on one fikr, on one worry. It is said, our elders say, that if there's a group of Muslims that come together, you see, and they have one worry and one desire, one fikr in front of them. And my dear brothers, they ask this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said it is the beautiful habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this into wujud, brings this into existence, my dear. So as we know, my dear brothers, the common fikr at the moment is the fikr of the ijtima. The ijtima is in front of us, alhamdulillah. How we can build up that momentum, the fikr, my dear brothers, so that every person can be touched. Every person, my dear brothers, can be affected. Every person, my dear brothers, can get this dawat, the dawat of iman. The most important thing is the dawat of iman, my dear brothers. We don't realize how important it is for a person to get the dawat of iman over and over again. For the survival of our own iman, my dear brothers, this creating of this environment, this going from house to house, door to door, person to person, my dear brothers, we don't realize how valuable it is. Today, my dear brothers, one jamaat was moving in the path of Allah. They were going from house to house, door to door. And, my dear brothers, in the vicinity of the ishtimaga, in the vicinity of the ishtimaga, where the ishtima is going to take place. So as they were walking, they were looking for some Muslim homes. So they saw one brother. They asked him, brother, what is your name? Thinking that he is a Muslim. So he said, my name is Bill. And we are looking for the, you know. So he asked him, you know what, we are looking for the Muslim homes that are around in this area, you know. And they told him, you might be wondering why we are walking, just to, you know, put you at ease. We are just trying to give, you know, invitation to our Muslim brothers that there is going to be a very important gathering taking place here. You can see it from your balcony here in this grounds on certain date. That is why we are. And the brother told him just out of this thing that, you know what, if maybe you come also, that Bill might become Bilal, you know, in jest, in a little bit of a joke. So that brother replied and said, in fact, my name was Bilal. My name was Bilal. So these brothers got astonished, my dear. So they decided to go and sit with him and talk to him. And when they spoke to him, my dear brothers, he mentioned that he had been for six times, he had been for Hajj. The person had left the fold of Islam, six times he had been for Hajj. My dear brothers, they sat with him, they spoke to him, then they went again to him, my dear brothers. You see, and few times already now, alhamdulillah, they have been to him. But the point is, my dear brothers, is that this type of situation is not in isolation. After doing that area for a while, it was found that many, many of them are such, my dear brothers, that have become murtad and left the fold of Islam. Once in Australia, my dear brothers, all of our kabirin, the elders were sitting together. And they were hearing the Kalguzari, they were hearing the reports of certain islands, my dear brothers, that was around Australia. And there people had become murtad, people have left the fold of Islam, they were Muslims. And while they were listening to this report, my dear brothers, the elders were tearing. The ulama ikram, the kabirin, they were all tearing, they were crying. And in that, my dear brothers, was Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. He has been here, my dear brothers, so many maybe times, my dear brothers, for our ishtima. He mentioned something. He mentioned, my dear brothers, that one person becoming murtad, one person becoming murtad, that is leaving the fold of Islam, is harder on deen than 1,000 people becoming shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, that is that worry and fikr and concern which is trying to be developed, my dear brothers, through this ishtima. That how each and every one of us, my dear brothers, get this worry and desire that we have to link ourselves to our masajids, that we have to make an effort, my dear brothers, upon our own iman, my dear brothers, by giving da'wat of this iman to one person. When we will speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said, the giving da'wat towards Allah, my dear brothers, the greatness of Allah is linked directly to one's iman. When we speak about Allah, talk about the greatness of Allah. So be it as it is, my dear brothers, Allah shukr, through the fikr of from last week till this week, alhamdulillah, we just want to get a little report of whatever effort has been made, so that inshallah, from here onwards, inshallah, thereafter, inshallah, there will be a little bit of targheeb also. So, alhamdulillah, quite a few programs took place in the week, just to enlighten the brothers and encourage the brothers, inshallah. Few of the programs, mashallah, that took place was a program in Sherwood, where alhamdulillah, the musallis of the entire Sherwood area, if there's any brothers that are here, inshallah, they can come personally and give a report, inshallah. There was a program in the Glennon Road area concerning the musallis of the whole of Glennon Road. MashaAllah. Is there anyone from Glennon Road? They can just give us a report how they made an effort, how, my dear brothers, what fikr was made 1-2 weeks from before, and how they gathered so many brothers, MashaAllah, and the doubt was given yesterday, MashaAllah.
السلام عليكم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الله
The program we had last night was in Hockley Road. We had intended to have the program last week, but fikr wasn't made before that. So we postponed the program to this week, and since making that decision last Wednesday, the sati is from our masjid. We had mentioned last week as well that before we used to have two or three satis ready for 2.5 hours, but now the number has swollen to about 8. So all 8 satis and more were going out and meeting the musallis as much as we could. Sometimes making ikhtilat after the salah, sometimes meeting them before the salah could start. Sometimes when they have their talks outside in the car park, and a few brothers are getting together, then we go to them, just give them the message. So like that, many brothers were met. And probably about 60-70%, maybe even more, for the masallis were met by the masjid wad. Then also we asked them, whoever they know of our masjid, must please pass on the message. So like that, many brothers got the message. And alhamdulillah, we had the program last night. We targeted about 200. That many came, plus minus. But maybe not as many as we had hoped from our masjid itself. There were other people from other areas as well. The Kuwait Jamaat was there. The Joburg Jamaat was there as well. But what we did notice was that those brothers who we didn't expect to come, they came. And also we, tashkil was made afterwards. Mawlana Shabir Asmal gave the program, the bayan, and tashkil was made afterwards. And brothers came up to us and told us that they are ready. And these brothers hadn't spent time before. So alhamdulillah, we are gonna go out this weekend, inshallah, and then also the weekend after this. We're also thinking of taking out the Masjid Al Jamaat from these people, from the musallis that had come to the program. And also the ladies are fikrmen in our area, and how we can take out Masjid al-Jamaat from our area. Those men who, usually the ladies are, they are not usually, there are some ladies who are taking part in the ladies' ta'lim every week, but the men are not in the work, so we're going to try and use this as a reason to pull them out as well, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make it a success also and make dua for us.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah, about 40 or 50 brothers, they made near to come out. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give jazayah khair to ulama ikram, my dear brothers. They are basically spearheading the whole fikr. And they are giving us the himmat, my dear brothers. Mawlana Shabir Asmal sahab, Mawlana Naeem sahab, Mawlana Chauhan sahab, mashallah. They have been making harkat, my dear brothers, for the fikr of it. Basically, my dear brothers, we are like, you know, the car, my dear brothers, without wheels. And our ulama ikram are those, my dear brothers, spearheading this whole fikr. that is giving us that himmat to make naklo harkat, movement, my dearism brothers, with confidence. May Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, give them long life and make it easy for us to benefit, my dear brothers, from them. So inshallah, in this way also, alhamdulillah, there was a program for ulama as well. My dear brothers, unexpected, mashallah, so many hundreds of them came today. Through this fikr, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, Mawla Shabir Saruji sahab came down. Mawlana Harun sahab was there also. Mufti sahab, Mufti Raza sahab was also there, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah, this fikr, alhamdulillah, Mawla Shabir sahab was quite active as well, inshallah. I'll just give a report, mashallah, how the jamaats were made. They went out to the north, to the south, my dear brothers, towards Midlands also. And alhamdulillah, through this, alhamdulillah, the gathering took place today, inshallah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers, Allah shukar, on Monday night we had a mashura at Masjid al-Saliheen and some fikr was made amongst the ulama, especially of Overport, and jamaats and targheeb was made out from there that we'll target the closer areas. So Mawlana Ahmad Chauhan and Mawlana Zakaria Isub Jamaat had to do Midlands, part of Camperdown, Peter Marisburg. And then all the jamaats were taken out on Thursday. So alhamdulillah, their jamaat went giving the dawah they had in Madrasa Inamiya. They went to Peter Marisburg, Tarfirul Quran. They met so many of the ulama. We had the presence here today, alhamdulillah. Then one jamaat was made to do Isipingo Beach. Alhamdulillah, we went also there. Mawlana Musa Adamji and them made some fikr in Madrasa Ta'alimuddin. We met Mawlana Harun Mufti Saab and the senior ulama there as well. Then our jamaat had to go by Ziyad. The servant, Mawlana Muhammad Hansa and Mufti Muhammad Saab Rawat. We went to Stanger, Shaka Skral. We gave dawah to the ulama there. In Stanger, we had a program at the Darulum, the Jamia Arabiya Islamiya. We met the senior ulama for the invitation for today's program. Today, the ulama met at Madrasa Akhtarulum from about 10:30 till Zohar time. There were about 200 ulama from the entire KZN, alhamdulillah. It is with fikr and concern. And the targheeb that was given by our Kabirin, as by Ziyad mentioned, is Mufti Razaul Haq sahab, Muli Shabir, they made a lot of fikr. Muli Shabir sahab and them made so much fikr in the Khauteng Ishtima in Mias Farm that 25,000 people attended for the Jummah. Now they gave the responsibility to our ulama in the different masajid through the Jummah programs, through the weekend jamaats, inshallah. And then the jamaats will be going out to the different, the whole of KZN has been targeted. We made a jamaat of at least 35 jamaats for the ulama to come out from this weekend till the weekend before the istima, inshallah, for the fikr. Also, the Jummah programs will be alternating with the Jummah masajid of the ulama ikram. So we make dua Allah Ta'ala grant us ikhlas and acceptance, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give himmat and impetus to our work, as well as we work with the mushura of the akabirin and make our istima a successful one, inshallah. Just to end off, we also on the ground by Yaqub is here, has been assisting us by Abdurrahim Sayyid. On the ground also we have been meeting during the week. Alhamdulillah, the ulama and a few other important satis. Also a lot of work has been done. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, make dua. We have a few obstacles, but that in the will of Allah, with our dua, our tawajjuh, our crying, and our sisters at home, some effort will be made. Allah Ta'ala will remove all these challenges, inshallah.
MashaAllah, my dear brothers, well, they say the object of Ishtima, my dear brothers, is to bring the entire Ummat, my dear brothers, to come unto Tawbah, my dears. When, my dear brothers, we will come unto Tawbah, Istighfar, my dear brothers, that effort and object for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, my dear brothers, today we have forgotten that object. So how once again the entire Ummat, my dear brothers, shall come unto this, come unto Tawbah, my dear, one person, linking one person to the masjid, linking one person to the amals of Hidayat. Dawah, Talim, Ibadah, Dhikr, my dear brothers, Dua, Khidmat. So as the elder said, there's two things. One is Ishtimayat and the other is Naklo Harkat, my dear brothers. Naklo Harkat means movement. The Kuwait Jamaat was here, they were explaining. You see, like we are an ummat, like how the example of the blood in the body. The blood is moving all the time. When the blood will stop, my dear brothers, there won't be any life. In the same way, this ummat also, my dear brothers, we are like that, where we are moving all the time. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he trained the Sahaba ikram radhiyallahu anhum on any need and takaza of deen. They were ready, my dear brothers. Today when we come to the masjid, our families know that immediately after salah, we will be going back home. They know the exact time that we are. But in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire mizaj and the entire nature, my dear brothers, was made such that that when they came into the masjid, my dear brothers, they understood the weight of the responsibility when they entered that masjid. That when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that a taqaza and a jamaat needed to go in a certain direction, in a certain direction, my dear brothers, then from there immediately they were ready to move in the path of Allah. So their families, if you would ask them that, you see, today if we ask our families that when is your husband coming, say, no, he's gone for salah, he will be coming back soon. But the mizaj of that time was, when the sahaba went to the masjid, my dear brothers, it was any taqaza of deen, and he would from there immediately, my dear brothers, go and fulfill that taqaza of deen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my dearism brothers. Also there was a program, mashallah, in the Sherwood area, where alhamdulillah the entire masajid effort, a lot of effort was made before that, mulaqats were made, and for the entire musallis of the Sherwood area. Is anyone here from Sherwood and give a short report, inshallah? Ji. Alhamdulillah, my dear brother, Abdul Samad Chauhan, mashallah, addressed the majma there. There were more than about over 100, 120 brothers that were there for that fikr. And many of them, alhamdulillah, through that fikr, alhamdulillah, the entire faida of the ishtima, the need for the ishtima, and those brothers were also ready to come out for one weekend in the path of Allah. And this was one of the other fikrs that was made, that as a masjid, how we can take a town, we can take a locality, inshallah, and together with our musallis, those that have been out, those that haven't even been out, to come out for 3 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover an entire area. Like the Glen Road area, would Mona Shabir Sahib, they have made fikr to go to Stanger. So in one group, if 30, 40, 50 brothers will go, my dear brothers, for the weekend, the entire of the Stanger and the surrounding areas can be covered, the da'wah of Iman can be given, the da'wah towards the Ishtima can be given. So this type of fikr is being made. In the same way, the other ulama ikram also, my dear brothers, they have taken on taqazas. In today's program, many towns were distributed, where inshallah jamaats. But we want the jamaats going in such a way that the entire masjid, the musallis of the masjids and those areas, inshallah, they make fikr to come out in the path of Allah. Is there any other masjids like this that are coming out, inshallah, during this week? Gee, Cannon Avenue, inshallah, they're going to escort, inshallah. So they're trying to make as many brothers, 20, 30 brothers, inshallah, to try and come out. Gee. Ashwal, inshallah, making fikr to go to Shepson, inshallah, the following week. Huh? This week. MashaAllah. One Mastura Jamaat going to Chatsworth. Ji. Any other areas? MashaAllah. So brothers, let us take this fikr, inshallah. Others can make niyat, inshallah. Other areas also, inshallah, they can make niyat. That inshallah, with this naqlo harkat, this movement, my dear brothers, that is important. My dear brothers, you don't realize, it is out of our, my dear brothers, imagination, that when little bit of movement is made, little bit of fikr is made, this program that took place also today, my dear brothers, where over 200 ulama ikram came, it, just a little bit of movement, it was out of our, this thing, my dear brothers, that how so many will gather, but this is the work of Allah. And the whole thing is to create our yakin, my dear brothers, that we are not doing as much of movement that we might be making. But in the end, Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, will make us understand and realize the dua is only Allah. Allah is the dua, my dear brothers. And this is the yakin that has to come into our hearts, inshallah. So inshallah, there was one Malawi program for Malawi brothers in Big Den. There was a program yesterday for brothers from Malawi. Is there anyone here from Big Den area? From the town area? About 50, 60 brothers, mashallah, just from the town, from the Big Den area, mashallah, they gathered. And as we know, we got the Kuwait Jamaat that is here. Allah Ta'ala's Fazal. The few of those brothers, alhamdulillah, attended this program. And alhamdulillah, addressed those brothers. Alhamdulillah, tashkeel was made also for those brothers to come out for one weekend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Muslim brothers, inshallah, it's a little bit targheeb will be given now, inshallah. So we should try and come closer, inshallah, listen to the fikr, inshallah. And also, inshallah, when the taqazas are put forward, inshallah, let us as a masjid, inshallah, take these taqazas. So the next week, inshallah, that we go back, we can increase and step up the fikr, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, make it easy, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmadu wa Nusalli ala Rasulim Kareem. Beloved friends, all praise and thanks is due to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala
who has given us the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman. May Allah take us away from this world. It will go higher. The voice will go. May Allah Pak take us away from this world in the state of Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Pak resurrect us with Iman. Mujaddid al-Fasani rahmatullah alayhi said to the effect that the best Muslim cannot take pride over the worst kafir, because he doesn't know whether he has the guarantee of dying with Iman, and this kafir is going to die with Iman or without Iman. So who is there amongst us who can say that I am guaranteed? You see, my beloved brothers, this whole work of Dawud is something. Imagine Baimuta, I'm sitting looking at this chair today, which obviously we're not capable of sitting. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib sat on this chair. How many lives have been changed through this? But brothers, where it started? Sheikh Nazim of Cape Town, he said, in my life, I only heard one bayan which affected me. He said it was the bayan of a man whose entire English vocabulary was only 30 words. He said, who was that? He said, he was Baipadi Rahmatullah. His entire English vocabulary was only 30 words. Sheikh Abu Bakr Najjar says, he said this to Sheikh Fuad Samai. Sheikh Fuad Samai's father was the first person on their trip when Khansa from Ladysmith, Bhai Mutta Rahmatullah Ali, all of them went from here. Yeah, I can't remember who else was in this Jamaat. Sheikh Fuad Samai's father was the first one from Pal to join them to Cape Town. Sheikh Abu Bakr Najjar said, in my life I only met, he didn't say he's the only obviously, he said, I only met one Waliullah, that is Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Yunus Sahib slept with Haji Sahib the first night or the second night. On that sleeping, what Allah Ta'ala did for him. And through him, how many people's lives have changed? Where it came from? One simple man who could hardly speak English. He went to Argentina. Sorry, to Brazil. He went to Brazil. The year later, Hafiz Abdullahi Bulbulia, who studied in Medina Munawwara, whose Arabic was excellent, fluent, he stayed in Medina Sharif at that time in the 50s. Just to make mention also, my beloved brothers, he says at that time in Sabina Namaz in Ramadan, there were only 2 to 3 rows of people. And like one of the khatibs of the haram said, may Allah reward Tabligh Jamaat for making effort in the whole world, who made our haram so full today. When Abdullahi Bulbulia, this he told me personally himself, he said, when I went to Brazil the next year, they told me, Sheikh, we must tell you, man, you speak excellently. You speak excellently. But last year there was a man who couldn't speak. His dua was Arabic, Urdu, Gujarati, Zulu. But what effect he had on our hearts, that effect we never got from anybody else. This is fikr. There are certain acts in deen. Allahu Akbar. They say, my blood brothers, in the battle of the trenches, when the trench was ready, you must know Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmain, we know, were building that trench with stones fastened to their belly. That was the occasion when a Sahabi came to Rasul Ali Salam and said, O Nabi Allah, hunger, hunger. He has one stone fastened to my belly. He said, Hazrat Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up his jubba and showed, I got 2 stones fastened to my belly on that occasion. The battle of the trenches was hard. That was that, when that big boulder, Sahaba could not break. They say, Allahu Akbar, Allah's Nabi Alayhi Salaam came and gave it a shot and a spark. When? At that time, Nabi Alayhi Salaam was saying, Inshallah we'll conquer Rome. The next spark, he said, Inshallah we'll conquer Persia. He's speaking to people who haven't got food in their bellies. He's telling them of, not akhirat, he's telling them of conquering this dunya. He said, imagine at that time a Sahabi with that condition stands up. He said, I want the princess. What yakin he must have had in the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anyway, when the battle was ready, it is said, my beloved brothers, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Sahaba. Allah alone know what their condition was. They say, Allahu Akbar, the greatest or the strongest fighter amongst the kuffar was somebody by the name of Amir. They say, one leap, what is horse? He was over the trench. He said, who amongst the Muslims will take me on? Ali radiallahu stood up. Ali radiallahu was short and stout. Nabi alayhi salam said, Who is he talking to? His son-in-law. Who is he talking to? His cousin. His son-in-law who? His favorite daughter. Who is his favorite daughter? Fatima. He said when Nabi alayhi salam was leaving the world, he said to Fatima, I'm leaving the world. She burst out crying. Then he whispered something in her ear. He said, don't worry, from my family, you'll be the first to meet me. She started smiling. He's talking to who? That son-in-law. It is said, when Ali radiallahu anhu made an intention that I want to marry in the life of Fatima radiallahu anha, Nabi alayhi salam said, who displeases Fatima displeases me. Imagine, who? Nabi alayhi salam told him, Ali, that is Amr. Amr said, who's there amongst the Muslims to take me on? Ali radiallahu anhu came forward. He said, Ali, that is Amr. He said, on the third time, he said, who amongst the Muslims? He said, Ali radiallahu anhu came forward again. Khuda ki qasam. Nabi alayhi salam took that amama of his, fastened it round the head of Ali radiallahu anhu. Imagine you are sending your son to give his life, your son-in-law. Deen didn't come easy. We want our dunya protected and give for deen. What deen can spread on that dunya? Deen didn't come easy. He said, my brothers, Nabi alayhi salam fastened the amama and said, go Ali in the name of Allah. When Amr looked at him, he said, I don't want a baby, man, I want a man. Ali radiallahu anhu said, take your chance. He said, the first shot Amr hit, the shield of Ali was in two radiallahu anhu. They say the first shot Ali radiallahu anhu hit, his helmet and his head was in two. What was that? Was it the strength of the sword? What was that? I don't know in this way, what you call it here, but us we call it fail pluck. You know that word? That is what you need in this ishtima. Until there are not few people who are ready. There are deeds of deen, my beloved brothers, Allah, but there are deeds in deen which are special and on occasions we'll never get in our life. There are deeds in deen which will never get an opportunity in our life. And this is one for this area. One is that deen that a person comes through tartib. That deen is different. Maulana Raipur Rahmatullah is Hanka. This, you can ask this kissa to Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki. Maulana Abdul Hafiz Saab. He says that, you know, he was sent by from Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali and them to Raipur. So he say when he came there the first night, he say he woke up about 1:30 to 2:00. He say to his embarrassment, he found that there wasn't a person sleeping. All of them were already in zikr and dua. Yet when Maulana Raipur Rahmatullah Ali met this alim, Allah forgive me, I forget his name. He said, Allahu Akbar, who this alim was? He met this alim. He said, that night and that day at Amritsar, when every person was circumcised, was killed. Some great people, daughters are till today in the houses of those Sikhs. At that day, this alim stood on the side and caught every Muslim and saved his life like that. He said, when Maulana Raipur Rahmatullah Ali met this alim, Maulana Raipur Rahmatullah Ali told him, please, I ask you, I only beg you for one thing. He said, what? He said, give me the reward of your one night. I'll give you the reward of my entire hunker for its time. There are deeds in deen. That is called qurbani. To stand up on the occasion. To rise on the occasion. Allah loves this. Deen never spread with methodology. Never spread on system. Deen spread on something that was called sacrifice. Our elders say there are few fitnas that till the day of Qiyamah will never take place again. They say, you know, one day Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali was saying, O Allah forgive Hussein. O Allah Hussein ki maghfirat kar de. O Allah forgive Hussein. So his son asked him, Hassan or Hussein? His son asked him, who is Hassan? He said, my son, the king wa na'uzu billah min zalik made a comment that the Quran is the creation of Allah. I went against him. He said, for that, the persecution that I took, it was firstly public. And then I was beaten in such a manner that wallahi, if an elephant had to get those shots, an elephant would have screamed. He said, it was Friday afternoon. I thought of giving up my struggle and just accepting like the rest. And my feet were weak. You know, when a man becomes cold feet. He said, it was about that time. It was after Jummah, after Asr Salah on Jummah. And I thought now just going to the king and say, no, give it up. He said, at that time when that thought came into my heart, there was a person who ran through the crowd. He took out his upper garment. I never ever saw a back that was so badly bruised and beaten. And he said, Oh Ahmad, this hiding didn't stop me from being a crook and a dacoit. Let it not be that the hiding that you are getting stops you from fighting for Haq. Today what is required in this gathering, my beloved brothers, is such a spirit of workers who are looking at the akhirat of our children. Khuda ki qasam, my beloved brothers, degree, shop, alim, hafiz, hasn't got akhirat in front of us, got nothing. Please don't get me wrong, whether tabliki or alim, if we got dunya in front of us, we are dangerous. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, that alim, who's got dunya as his objective, there can never be sweetness in his ibadat. If all the sheikhs of the world, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, if all the sheikhs of the world get together to lead one man aright, who's got dunya in his heart, they'll never lead him aright. And he said, if all the shaitans of the world, read it in Fazail-e-Sadqat, get together to lead one man astray who's got akhirat in his heart, wallahi, they will not lead him astray. How is that going to come out of our children? We have also got a perception today, all of us, Allah forgive. What is our perception? My son is a hafiz. He's got a top degree. He lives in an affluent society. He's got a beautiful car. He's got a beautiful house. This is success? Then what was the success of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When the whole Roza Mubarak was 60 to 80% of the house of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including that of Fatima. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered him and said, oh my beloved Nabi, if you desire, I'll make the mounds into gold for you. Where you go, it will go with you. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Rabb, give me one day of food so I can make shukr, and the other day without food so I can make sabr. What success were they talking about? What was it that Aisha radiallahu anha, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world? Somebody asked Aisha radiallahu anha, why don't you put oil in your head? Your scalp is so dry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha turned around and said, Khuda ki qasam, we didn't have oil for the lamp in our house before the Nabi of Allah passed away. What are you talking of oil in my head? Have you forgotten that deed? Sahaba said, Allahu Akbar, when Sahaba say, when the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was broken in Madina Munawwara, they say we cried and we cried and we cried till we could not cry. Somebody asked him, why you cried? He said, we didn't cry because the houses were broken. We cried because this ummah will never till Qiyamah be able to see how their beloved Nabi lived. Three covers was the size of each room. What deen are we? That today we are treating, when the harm and the nuksan of dunya comes, we say Allah is displeased with us. And sahaba, when dunya came to them, sahaba ikram ridwan majmin, what they said? It seems Allah is compensating us in this world. Probably nothing will be left in the hereafter. There's no two. Success of deen and dunya can never be separate. There's only one success. Wallahi, kuffar Makkah didn't fight Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda ki qasam. Materialism is an idol. Science is an idol. Technology is an idol. Like in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kaabatullah, all those gods and goddesses were never broken until they were broken in the hearts of Sahaba. Today in our hearts, there's those idols which have to be broken. What was the success of Sahaba? What, this dunya? Khuda ki qasam, beloved friends and elders. How many literate people, how many? Muhammad Bhai Rangila says so beautifully. The man who narrated over 6,000 hadiths, we shouldn't even say a man, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when they asked him what is 8, he didn't know what is 8, he said 4 and 4. The same Sahabi, wallah, who said, when I want the princess in the hand at the time of trenches. When that Sahabi came onto the battlefield, at that time obviously the princess was an old lady already. You can imagine when they conquered Persia. She said, I want the princess. So they brought her. So her brothers came and said, we'll pay you any amount. So he said, how much will you give me? So he said, give me 100, 100, or 1,000, 1,000. That means 100,000. Or 1 million. So Sahaba told him, that is so little. He said, wallah, I didn't know there's a figure bigger than that. Today we've given this dunya preference and saying our children must be decent. I'm not, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't make doctors. First make Muslims.
first make iman. I'm not saying don't. Brothers, we're going into this environment. If we don't make an effort here, man is saying seven hajj. If that da'wat where daily we hear shop does, job does, degree does, what is it doing to this heart? Who can survive the onslaught of that? The worst adulteration on the face of the earth. It's not a house, it's not a shop. That thing that is going in our heart daily, that is giving us that yakin. Hi, my beloved brother, Khudai Qasam. Ma'am Yaji Azmatullah says so beautifully. He says, Allahu Akbar, that kalima that is written is a sentence. That kalima that is spoken is a word. That kalima that is in the heart, that is the one that will help in the qabr. From year to year, is five fingers away. Only five. But the destination, Allah make it easy that it is within our lifetime. How is that going to come? You think in this prostituted environment around us? But forgive me sometimes, you know, I hope you understand what I say, brothers. Probably I also understand. Say, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali, he said, never say something against the friend of Allah. Allah declares war on you. Two times in the Quran, Allah says, Allah declares war. One is when you say something against the friend of Allah. He said, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, the governor of Delhi at that time was Muslim. He said something against Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali. He said, Allah Akbar, Allah stick. They say, got no sound him. All Allah did is blocked his urinal pipes. I went to this doctor and that says, brother, say, don't come from here. Go and ask forgiveness there. The sickness that we got also don't come from here. As the Chair Ramtullah Ali said, 80% of evil comes from haram rozi. That kalimantal is not clean, brothers. When that provision, when that heart is not convinced that rozi comes from there and not from here. You see, one person was selling milk, you know? So he added 50% water. So after the whole day, he sold in a vajji, he ride around by the stream. So the crow came and took 50% of the money and threw it in the stream. He said, pani ka paisa pani mein. Who's disrespectful to his parents, never think that his children won't be disrespectful to him. There's nobody who hides away from Allah. What was never uttered by mouth and never heard by any ear, Allah has heard that also. That heart can only speak the truth. Every one of us have to concentrate on what is called that heart. This kalima has to come in that heart. So Hazrat Nizamuddin, when he came, the governor of Delhi came, he sat in front of the Uliya, like this in a tayyat position. They say that was the time when the friends of Allah were on thrones and the people of dunya were at their feet. Today what is happening? The people of deen are at the feet of the dunya people. As if they run the masjids. It's the burqan of the sajda that Allah runs the shops. Take this incorrect yakin out of our hearts. Parents don't provide for their children. Hudaki kissam, this incorrect yakin has to come out of our hearts. It's the burqan of children that Allah provides for parents. That person who say, when a'udhu billah min zalik, my mother lives with me, what an audacity. I live with my mother. What has happened to this ummat? When this ummat will place dunya as important, the importance of deen will come out of their hearts. We have got a job. It's not only Allahu Akbar. What our ulama say beautifully, that what this seven time haji is saying, he's only uttered it. 80% of the ummah are there without uttering it. What an effort is meant. Forget anybody else's heart, our own hearts, to go person to person and say that da'wat that Nabi alayhi salam said, on which every friend became his enemy and his honor became dishonor. And the loved ones become hated. Huh? And those who embraced him started beating him. For 13 years, history will tell you that there wasn't a day when he wasn't beaten, hurt, and the entrails of camels were put on his back. For what? Just because he said, people say this kalima. People say this kalima. We have to go door to door. Person to person. We have to go like beggars. Huh? Imagine a person reads this kalima, the arsh of Allah shakes. Hudaki Qasim, imagine that person invites towards this kalima, what will happen? Go to person. Nabi alayhi salam said, my example and that of yours is what? High as if you people are running towards Jahannam and I'm catching you by your hips and pulling you towards Jannat. We have to go person to person. Person to person. By day, like Nuh alayhi salam went 950 years by day and night. What is the aim of this ijtima? My beloved friends, and it's not just what? Allahu Akbar. We want every ummati to realize that the life of Medina must come in every town. And the house of Medina must be every house. And what was that? Khuda ki qasam, beloved friends, whether we understand it or not, and amongst you whether we accept it or not, but wallahi, Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali has written that there was no sahabi, the minimum time was 4 months a year when he was out in the path of Allah. 6 months was the average. Half day masjid, half night home at the time. And they say, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali has written that Medina is not a place that has got any mineral resources like how it is today. That time it had nothing. What it had? There was absolutely nothing. Imagine Sahaba amongst the Ansar. Just imagine, prior to Deen, prior to the Islam coming there, all they had sufficient money is what they earned, they spent on their families. And here Tabligh came and made this demand. What demand Tabligh made? He said, now you have to go out. They say, wallahi, their earning time was decreased to a third. And their spending was increased 4 times. One is their family they had to look after. The second was what? They went out. The third is, Sahaba were not like us. When our elders say Nakat Jamaat, what do they mean Nakat Jamaat? A Sahabi brought an entire village Nakat to Medina Sharif. And where they kept them? In their houses. Today we still keep them in the masjids. And how he says, Nabi Alayhi Salaam asked Sahaba, how, ask those visitors, how you find my Sahaba? Look at the answer. They were those who gave us their food to eat and gave us their beds to sleep on. They say, Mullah Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali say, can the annals of history ever produce a community like Medina Munawwara, Khuda ki qasam, till Qiyamah? Mullah Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, by the qasam of Allah, it is because of Ansarullah that Allah spread Hidayat in the world. Imagine when they came into Medina, the Muhajirin walked into Medina. Imagine those Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmain, those Ansarullah. May Allah reward Musab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. In 1 year and effort, that there wasn't a home in which there wasn't a Muslim. And when Nabi alayhi salam came with Sahaba, even with Tala'al Badru alayna, Allahu Akbar, who has come today? And Nabi alayhi salam came with Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Allah Ajmain, and they say, where people were Ansar? They said, if this is our land, you take the better half, whichever half you desire. Today we're fighting over inheritance which the father left for the children. And not only that, they say, they are my two wives. Choose which one you like. Can human beings, where would you get such a group of human beings on earth ever? A force came which was different in their lives. This was the force of Iman. They knew what is barakat. They didn't know what is quantity. We know what is quantity. We don't know what is barakat. Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give a beautiful example, you know. He says one day, there was an 8 to 10 foot kafir who came into Medina Sharif. So when he came in the, he was a kafir, he came in the masjid. They say the masjid was so simple, that when I was billah, I didn't even know if it was a toilet or a masjid. And he urinated. Sahaba were about to beat him up. Nabi alayhi salam said, no. Then Nabi alayhi salam cut at him. He said, this is the house of Allah. That person said, I never found a more caring and loving teacher like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, one sahabi was known for taking 80 people home to eat. There was no prepacked desai's meat. There was no rice prepacked. There was no electricity. How they fed these people? What is barakat? 80 he took to his house. He said, but that day when they saw the size of this kafir, and not even 8, 10 footer, he said, no, we're not taking a chance. Nabi alayhi salam took him home. Asked Aisha radiallahu anha, what you got? She said, 6 or 7 goat's milk she sent forward. He said, in 3 sips it was gone. He said, he went back. It wasn't like, I don't know, here all, just here. He got a lot of this takeaways. Whole day. There was no takeaway in Medina Sharif. Whole day he stayed in a masjid. That night Nabi alayhi salam asked, who will take my guest home? Sahaba heard the karguzari of yesterday. He said, hey, you're not taking a chance. Nabi alayhi salam said, let him come to my house. He took him. Say, Aisha radiallahu anha, behind the curtain, she saw the shadow. Say, oh Nabi Allah, you brought the same person? He said, yeah. Say, send what you got. They get 6 or 7 goat's milk. Send forward. He said, wallahi, he drank. And he drank. You must remember, it's 1.5. A day and a night gone that he didn't eat. He drank. And he drank. And he drank. Till he could not drink. But wallahi, he couldn't finish 1 goat's milk. Aisha radiallahu anha asked, what happened? Nabi alayhi salam said, Yesterday he drank as a kafir, today he drank with iman. We have to teach the ummah this. We got another way. We are different. We don't talk of quantities. We talk of something else. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi, may Allah fill his cover with noor, was given a job at a very, very affluent community at that time. He said, I'll take the job on condition that I set the wage. What do you think, Rashid Mama, high or low? He said, Wallah, so low, they were shocked out of their words. Shocked. He said, 1 year passed, 2 years passed, couple of good years passed. Hazrat Maulana called them. I want to have a mashwara. Why? What goes through your heart, Mama? Increase, increment. That's the words today. Cost of living is very high. Where cost of living come from? A Muslim's rosy is in taqwa. A Muslim's rosy is in tawakkul. A Muslim's rosy is in hajj and umrah. A Muslim's rosy is in looking after his parents. A Muslim's rosy is in chas namaz. A Muslim's rosy is in roza. A Muslim's rosy is in sadqa. Where are we looking when the kafir are looking? Maulana called them. They were sure it's an increment. Maulana said, my mother passed away. So much of that money used to go to my mother. Please, can you take that money back now? Those became the custodians of deen for mankind till Qiyamah. Deen will never change its course. Never ever. Deen never mixes with kufr. Deen doesn't mix with the way of kafir, yahud and nasara. No computer can make our work easy. Ali radiallahu anhu says, for me, from one side of a horse, to the other side of the horse, meaning when he climbed the horse from one side to the other, Allah gave him so much barakat in time that was sufficient for him to make a khatam of the Quran. Where are we talking? Looking at all these things and think they can help us? Kick them out! Take them out of this heart! Chuck it out! Take this ghair out! Isko nikalna parega! Ghair la! Jo la kaha, wo la hua! Usi la mein bhi la hua! Juzla hua, kulla hua, fir kya hua, Allah hua. Allah doesn't come in that heart like that. Until there is an Allah. That la. Every shopkeeper should go to his shop and say, Wallah, you don't provide. That degree never provides. And Khuda ki kasam, whoever talk money is barakat. What is barakat? If money made two brothers not speak to each other, can that be? That is extreme poverty. If money got children that are disobedient, that is extreme poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salam said, who's the king of the world? Nabi alayhi salam said, who got food for the next meal? Who's got no debts on his head? Look at the definition. Huh? Who's got an obedient wife? Obviously, probably obedient children. Trustworthy wife. And a body that can undergo hardship for Allah's deen. That is the king of the world. What do we interpret? He's millions and trillions. He says, somebody's janazah was going. They asked, who is it? He said, the biggest liar. He said, how can you talk like it? He said, yesterday he said, this property is mine. This is mine. Today, whose is it? Don't be fooled. Intelligent is the one Nabi alayhi salam never ever said. What he said? Intelligent, he didn't say Ali Muhafiz, doctor, lawyer, accountant. Nabi alayhi salam said, the one who remembers his death and prepares for it. We have to make this ummah ready for that. He said, that's why the talk of death takes the sweetness of any language away. Go to this ummah. Go to this ummah. Yeah, brothers, we can't. Allahu Akbar. What can I tell you, brothers? Said, the ummah has never reached what it has reached now. We have to get crazy. See, what type of people we need, you know what? In Karachi, there was one short guy like this, Parit. So he was in the Jamaat for 4 months. He told him, sir, let me get all the wrestlers or pelwans, you know? So he brought them quickly, all big guys like me. So Swami Sahib asked them, gave a talk, they all gave their name 4 months. He asked, who's your leader? They say, not a short guy. Say, how is it possible? See, you know how? See, when we fight to save our lives. When he fights to give his life. We need death in Islam today. Don't worry what this one say, that one say. Who's there to take this fikr and gham? Dard-e-dil ke liye paida kiya insaan ko, warna taak ke liye kam na tha karobiya. For those who understand, I don't know how to translate. Huh? Brothers, that, to go with that pain, that cry, that concern, that gham, that dard, that didn't give out Nabi alayhi salam from the age of 40. Hi, when Allah revealed, stand up and warn the people. He said, from today there's no rest for me. Told Khadija, ab to mere bistar ko lapet lo. There's no taste in the food. There were very few occasions that his smile, his teeth could be seen. There was a pain that Allah says, what? Imagine Allah Pak says in Quran, oh my beloved, are you going to destroy yourself just because these people are not believing? Who Allah is saying? To Nabi alayhi salam, are you going to destroy yourself? And today, khuda ki qasam in our home, haram is being done. And we feel nothing, there's no portion of iman left. What we need, my brother, this is an opportunity after how many years this area is getting this ishtima. Actually, beloved friends, wallahi lazim, the real thing is to ask, who from this Mubarak Majma actually say we are ready from now till the ishtima? If not full, at least 40 days, who's ready from this Mubarak Majma here? Who says, inshallah, I'm ready for 40 days, inshallah, before the ishtima? Chalo, pray. Come stand up, brothers. To go into this area, work, and then see what Allah Ta'ala will do. Come, brothers. Who's there? Chalo bhai. Turning to Allah. Beg Allah. Don't look at right, don't look at left. Just look at that qabr. Don't look what my wife will say. Don't look at what my child will say. Who's there? MashaAllah. Doctor sahab. Allah Ta'ala accept. Who else? Chalo bhai. Allahu Akbar. Aye. Ji bhai. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Ridwan Khan. Allah accept. Musa. Kaji. Allah accept. MashaAllah. First name? Kaji also. Muhammad Kaji. By Muhammad Mullah. Allah accept. Ah, Maulana Zakaria, Allah accept. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Rawat, Allah accept. Shamir, Milani, Allah accept. Imran Ghori, Allah accept. Can't seem well. Hi, Muhammad Said Basa, Allah accept. Muhammad Asmal, who else, Masha? Even new brothers, Allahu Akbar. Your name, my son? Ibrahim, son. Allah, yours? Nephew, Allah Kabul, MashaAllah. Hafiz Sahab, Hafiz Mahmood, Maulana Kadwa Sahab, Allah accept. Who else, inshallah, brothers? Come stand up, don't look left, don't look right. It's an ummah's hidayat. Khudai qasam. Wallah, wallah. If Allah give our children hidayat, what do we want more? If we have that child that we in the cover and he reads one yasin to us, what do we want more? Huh? What do we want more? What do you want more? There's some places they can help. There's some places even nothing of ours can help. They say Balul was walking around. Somebody asked him, what you doing? He said, I'm trying to make peace. He said, what do? He said, between Allah and the creation. He said, but you know what? The creation not ready to accept. After a few days, he met him in a Kabristan. He said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm making peace. He said, what now? He said, yeah, the creation is ready. Yeah, Allah is not ready. Make it now. The soda is now. Tawbah. Tawbah. Make this whole ummah make tawbah. Cry. Beg. Stand in front of our Rabb who's waiting. The biggest sinner will be forgiven in a second. Ya Allah, where my life is going? This heart of mine, where is it thinking? I imagine my leg is in the cover. I'm worried what's going to happen to my children when I leave. I forget what's going to happen to me. They say a young couple, when the husband passes away, the first thing that passes our mind is what's going to happen? Who's going to provide for her? Wa na'uzu billahi min zalik. Wa ma min dabbatin fil ard illa 'ala Allahi rizqha. The promise of Allah. There's not, forget the man, woman, not a creature. Visible, invisible, big or small, from whale to elephant, that Allah Pak has not promised that their sustenance is my responsibility. Ash-shaytan yahidukum al-faqr. The greatest fear shaytan has put in our heart is what? How will we eat? This is the obstacle between us and Allah. We have to do something for our children. What must we do? Huh? Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, Allah fill his qabr with noor. Allah was lying close to his deathbed. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Who's Usman? When Nabi alayhi salam used to come to Usman radiallahu anhu, imagine Nabi alayhi salam used to take his mubarak lower garment and lower it because of the modesty of Usman. Then what answer he gave? Even the malaika straightened themselves and lowered their garment when Usman is coming. How can't I do it? The Nabi of Allah. Yet Usman radiallahu anhu comes to him and says, Ibn Masud, can I do something for you? What is it? I'm about to leave the world. What you want to do for me? He said, no, there's daughters of marriageable age. I want to leave a monthly amount. He said, what difficulty he gets up, sits up. He said, Usman, are you in doubt about this matter? He says, what? He said, I've taught my daughters to read Surah Waqia. Nabi alayhi salam said, who reads Surah Waqia at night, poverty can never afflict him. Amal! How's it going to come in our homes? How's that going to come into our children? How's that going to come into our families? How's that going to come into this ummah, which has gone crazy? Huh? Today it's understood that a man lives. 140 million people 10 years ago were displaced from their original abodes, not for 40 days and 4 months, for years and years, including our grandfathers, who made a decision, we'll never leave these countries until our dunya is made. Wallah, who's there to say, Wallah, we'll never leave this land until the akhirat of this ummah in this country is made. There's a big thing. The system has got big purposes, my beloved brothers. Who else, inshallah, my beloved brothers? We want jamaats and jamaats. Every street and every home. People together. Who came back from 4 months now? Who's there? You don't know when you'll get this istima again in this area again. Who's there? Who came back says, I'm ready now again. This, they say, chilla on preparation. 1,000 of them can't equal one chilla on qurbani. Jo nakat chalega, iman banega. Jo udar par chalega, amal aayega. Mahol badlega, amal chutega. Who's ready? Nakat. To come on to qurbani. Go into this ummat. Day and night. Khudai kasam, find this ummat. Talash kar lo. Kone piyasa ummati Muhammadiyah mein. Jao unke paas. Pilao deen ka paani. Pujao unki piyas. Ye tumhara kaam hai. Ye tumhara kaam. We've been sent for this. Today an old man is sitting. My own family may Allah give in Jannah. That, you know, the Durban is not so cold. The two-bar heater. The overcoat. The tasbih in the hand. But the last few days, that shop can't leave us. They say the sick man is bored. They got TV there in front of him. Who's going to help this woman to come back in the masjid? Who's going to take this cry and pain? Where every home can be filled with malaika. There's not a thing what this tabligh is. Who got the right to say anything? Who doesn't know the condition of his own qabr? There's a pain. We're an ummat. I don't know about your masjid. Allah make it mubarak. In Joburg, there isn't one masjid where we can say for Fajr, there's 25% people. It's Allah's help with the amount of ulama, hafiz, tablikis. Allah's help is not with any of that. Allah's help is how many people are in the masjid for Fajr. Imagine Allah where you walk in the street and all these lights are off and a person expects barakat in the risk. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, a person came to him. He said, Hazrat, give me something for barakat in risk. Hazrat said, put a parda in front of your door. He did it. After a lot of barakat. He said, I don't understand the religion. He said, one person who doesn't make salah peeped into your house. Barakat went away. Today the kafir walks in our house. We expect barakat to be. In our children, there's no, Allah Akbar, Abdi Namazi lives in that house. How can barakat come? Wallah, by right, that father should tell that son who's not a Namazi, leave the house. Or the father should leave the house. Can live with somebody who's a Bay Namazi. Bhai, it's a fikr. This ishtima is something. It's not just I gave my chilla. Bhai, what tabligh is there? Tabligh can't bring hidayat. Allah's rahm will bring. When that people of us will go crazy, take that pain and grief and cry. Imagine the Ahle Bayt. Show me in the Ahle Bayt. From Nabi Alayhi Salaam time, how many were there who were not made shaheed? So mashallah, anybody else, brothers? Who else, inshallah? Allah Pak accept. Jee? One jamaat, Allah Ta'ala accept. Mashallah. Allah accept. Nadeem, say I wanted him, inshallah. Allah accept. He just came back, let him go again. Allah, don't worry. Yeah, this is what we want. Allah, don't worry. People will say, tablighi pagal che. Yes, we are crazy. They said that about Baipadi also. Allah forgive, they said that about Nabi alayhi salam. Who they not going to say? Who they not going to say? Our Maulana Yunus Puna Ramtullah used to say, hum ek malampan chahiye. Har masjid mein, we need one mad guy. Dawud. Like, you know, he's going crazy. See, that's the guy on whom Allah's help is. That you don't understand. Nobody will understand that person. Maulana Yusuf Ramtullah used to say, if the 40 day brothers, their amount is hundreds of thousands, Allah will not make the decision. We need a few whose desire or the need of deen takes priority over the needs of dunya. Then see what will happen. Why don't worry, man. Allah won't keep our houses without food. Palikar sahab says straight. Who goes in the path of Allah and he lost, take the money from me. But if you gain, then you must give me the half. Who's there? Don't worry, brothers. It won't happen. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept, brothers. Look, Allah shukar. This is alright, our environment is a bit different. Marlboro Ishtima took place. How many men, Marlboro's total men population is about, I think between the average of 500 to 600. How many brothers you think spend 3 days before the Ishtima? For this last Ishtima. They say over 300 brothers from Marlboro spend 3 days. From Kelvin, over 100 brothers. Allah, if we say Glennon Road, every man must spend, is it hard for Allah? So which masjid is going to intend, inshallah? Stand up and say, from our area now, let's take the names, Ibrahim. Glennon Road, inshallah, how many brothers? For 3 days. Shabir, how many? Atum, little man. That's how many mail we got there? You only got 300 mail. Yeah, so now why are you saying? Say 600. Allah accept 300, inshallah. MashaAllah. Melanson, how many, inshallah? Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah, 250. Ziyad, your pulse, Jamaat Khan, that one? Yeah, inshallah, Allahu Akbar, 300, that's Parks Road, eh? Mashallah, where else? What about Henry Road? Anybody from, Henry Road? Anybody from Henry Road here? Jima, Naseem, how many Naseem? Ami, 100, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. So that's 100 there. What's this other road here? Sherwood, how many, inshallah? Huh? Imran, chalo bhai, make niyat, it's in Allah's hand, man. Allah, huh? How many living in that area? 600, make niyat, inshallah. 300, Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. And for that, what will happen? Every sati will have to give every weekend. If not every weekend, every second weekend. So quickly, who's the, inshallah, lift our hands from now till Ishtima. You see, brothers, today in every home, there's such anxiety, parishani, that people want to come out. Actually, there's nobody to take them out. So who amongst the workers say, if not, who's there ready from now? It's only 2 months. Means 8 weekends. Who's there say, inshallah, every weekend I'll be out. Come, just make me here. Allah will accept. Allah will accept. Allah Akbar. Alright, who can't make every weekend? Honestly, every second weekend, who's there, inshallah? Allah accept. Allah Akbar. So inshallah, if we say we ready, you know, they say, you can have many zeros. But if there's no one, it's still zero. Just put the one. Then see what the zeros become. So who's the one? It's me. If I'm ready, see the rest what will happen. By in Pakistan, in one masjid, a deaf and dumb Amir runs the whole masjid. He took a Jamaat for 7 months to Indonesia. A deaf and dumb person. Allah Ta'ala don't even need a language for this work. It's just that fikr in the heart. When a man's got it, how Allah Ta'ala will do it? We got one sati in one masjid, he can't read. But in his talim, the day he's appointed for talim, there's the most people. Hey, he goes to every youngster, you got to do me a favor, you got to read talim for me. So if that fikr is there, brothers, we don't know who. So 3 days every month, for this 2 months, inshallah, everyone who's here, at least lift our hands, inshallah, we'll give 3 days, come on. Everyone, inshallah, Allahu Akbar, wherever, and you know, Transvaal, please, man, ask us. We got, Allah shukar, so many jamaat, our youngsters, you just request us. You'll get tired of us. We got so many there. We don't know where to send them. We'll put them here also. We are too happy, inshallah. But inshallah, everyone who's here, make it so easy, brothers. Wallahi, who never spend one day in tabligh can get more people ready than the tablighis. You know why? If a tablighi say, come with me, say, this guy is doubtful. He's going to convert us. You know that? But if a non-tablighi say, I mean, astaghfirullah, all of us are born tablighi, I'm just making a joke. They say, hey, man, this is nice, let's go with him. We don't know. Many people can make their friends ready. And don't look at it small. Don't look at it small. I just give you one day, the little time, I give you one incident. You know, when the Ishtima took place in Sheffield, that is 1973. So two not very old men, like say 50s, they just lost their wives. So you know how there's a French influence. That means party. So two friends, one in Reunion and the other one in Mauritius. So they said, we're going for a disco competition in the 70s to France. So the one guy is waiting for the, one brother is waiting for the other one at the airport. So he comes there. When his friends come, he comes with a long kurta. So he tell him, Tamarate, who take you? What happened to you? He said, no, plane says normal. He said, but what? He said, there's an Ishtima in Sheffield. We'll just do the Ishtima. Then we'll go to France. He said, on. Both of them went to the Ishtima. Allah is Qadardan. Allah appreciates. Allah made the one who's in Reunion, his son's in charge of the work in Reunion, and the one who's in Mauritius, today his son is in charge of the work in Mauritius. Who know at night, that man must say, Ya Allah, I'm a gunegar, but give my son hidayat. The dua of the part of Allah is accepted like the duas of Anbiya of Bani Israel. Amen. Allah's Nabi alayhi salam told Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, make dua for me. Imagine when he was going, leaving Medina, Allah's Nabi alayhi salam told Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, make dua for me. Imagine the Nabi of Allah telling, we go in the path of Allah, we don't know whose dua that night, my brother. Allah, but you know, it's something to see. Sometimes you must go to Hilal or somewhere. You just have to sit behind some of these youngsters when they ask for tawbah of their past life. We can't cry with our own dua, but we'll cry with their dua. We don't know which youngster you'll take out. Allah, hudai ki kasam, brothers. When one man gets hidayat through us, we can never give hidayat. It is better for us than the entire world and whatever it contains. Ulama sitting here is better in one hadith than killing all the kafirs of the world. One man getting hidayat. Ziyad Bhai was saying 1,000. I was there in that gathering when Mufti Zain Labidin. I was there present at the gathering. Mufti Zain Labidin say 1,000. He said, one person becoming murtad is heavier on deen than hundreds of thousands of people dying as shaheed. Not 1,000, hundreds of thousands. So brothers, the last, every night, inshallah, look, we give time to our family. Look brothers, actually, we owe this man. This is supposed to be our daily program. At least, look Allah shukar, now if you take it, Maghrib is coming to what time? Purpose? Quarter to 6. No, Maghrib. 20 is going to come early. So say for example, brothers go home for meals after Maghrib. Then after Isha, we can give 1 hour. Those who can come early, alhamdulillah, from Maghrib, we can give till Isha. Imagine all our brothers in our areas, give this little time. The brothers give 2.5 hours. Who can give 1 hour? Who can make 1 mulaqat? Who can make 2 mulaqat? So inshallah, on a daily basis, this is the last tashkil. Inshallah, who makes niyat from our heart? That every day we'll go and visit two people, inshallah, make niyat, come brothers. Well, we'll do that inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, don't forget, a little while in the path of Allah is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Allah accept all inshallah. Allah accept, don't worry. Allah's help is always with the weak. We can't do. The ummah is gone. But Allah Ta'ala, the cry in our hearts, especially our elderly people here, amongst them white bearded, they might not be able to do. We are muhtaj of your dua. Our mothers at home, sisters at home, don't overlook that people. Those little children that are masoom, they don't have a sin on them. Their duas are accepted more than pious people. Ask them for dua. In our homes, every one of us who's here, make one niyat. From today, inshallah, we're going to start ta'lim in our homes. And we're going to give the little 6 points. Inshallah, all make this niyat, inshallah. Ji, also Shab Guzari is right here in here. Hilal, inshallah, all make niyat to go there, inshallah. Thik, inshallah, brother. Thik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Kullama zakaru zakirun. Wa kullama ghafla an zikri ghafilun. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والله most gracious merciful. Our hearts are filled with everything besides you, Ya Allah. Our hope, our reliance, and our dependence. Wallah, remove every hair from this heart, Ya Allah. Connect this heart with you, Ya Allah. Make this heart completely yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill this heart with your greatness and your power and your oneness and your qudrat. And Ya Allah, put the ghum of our beloved Nabi alayhi salam in this dead hearts. Put it in the hearts of our children, Ya Allah. Put it in the hearts of our women, Ya Allah. Allah, accept our community. Ya Allah, we beg to you. We don't say we got one strength. We are totally useless. Sinful, Ya Allah. From every part of our body, there's nothing but sin, Ya Allah. Mind and soul, Ya Allah, we are the weakest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, by right, we have nothing, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, your mercy is so great, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept each one's tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this ishtibah a success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, establish, make every masjid abad. Let us become a small example of Medina Sharif. Make our homes like that, Ya Allah. Remove the haram from our homes, Ya Allah. Bring nuraniyat in our homes, barakat in our homes. And Ya Allah, use this ishtima for takazas of the whole world, Ya Allah. In different places, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you use this country to start the work in many countries of the world. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use it again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use it again, Ya Allah. In different parts of the world, Ya Allah. And we beg you for what day? Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah. By your kindness and your mercy and your qudrat, Ya Allah, please include us in the beloved jamaat of your most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuk wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuk wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, those who are sick, grant them shifa. Those who are in debts and in problems, Allah, by your kudrat, remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those marriages which are on the rocks, Ya Allah, join those hearts. Ya Allah, those girls who are not married, grant them pious. Those people who don't have offspring, grant them pious offspring. Ya Allah, we are in need of you, please, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, save us from haram rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what to ask. We don't know where, how to ask. We are disrespectful to you. But you are kind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrong was said, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not ulama, whatever wrong was said. Oh Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, if there was any wrong intention to hurt anybody, Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, let there be Muhammad. Give us respect for our ulama. Give us kindness towards our youth. Ya Allah, respect for our elders. Give Muhammad in our communities. Allahumma inni as'aluka khair ma as'aluka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati.